live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the chair of the Derry and Strabane Policing and Community Safety Partnership condemns today's shooting incident in the Seven Oaks area of the Waterside. The PSNI are trying to establish a motive. The British Prime Minister says she is taking personal control of Brexit negotiations with the EU. Theresa May told Parliament it's essential that the British government is organised in the most effective way possible. The DUP MP Ian Paisley Jr. has been suspended from the House of Commons for 30 days. His salary has been withdrawn. He's also been suspended from his party. And also in this bulletin, banks have a distance to travel before they succeed in being consumer focused, according to a central bank report. All those stories to follow, and later in the bulletin we'll have sports news with Kenny Harkin. That's coming up at around 5:15. Good evening. Detectives in Derry are continuing their investigations into a shooting incident on the Waterside this morning. It happened at Seven Oaks just before 7 o'clock. With more details, here's Catherine Gaffney.
Police believe a silver-coloured Peugeot car rammed into a black car as it drove near the entrance to Seven Oaks. A number of shots are then believed to have been fired at the driver of the black car, who managed to leave the area and drive to a local police station. There have been no reports of any injuries. The silver Peugeot was abandoned and set alight at Lincoln Court a short time after the incident. In a statement this afternoon, the PSNI described this as a completely reckless attack carried out in a residential area and say it's very lucky that no one was seriously hurt or killed. They say inquiries are at a very early stage and they're working to establish a motive for this incident. Anyone who witnessed it or anyone who has information which could assist the investigation is asked to contact detectives at Strand Road or the independent charity Crime Stoppers.
Well, the chair of the Derry and Strabane Policing and Community Safety Partnership has condemned the shooting incident. Alderman Mary Hamilton says it's clear that those responsible have absolutely no concern for those living in the area. She said it's fortunate no one was injured or killed as a result of the incident. She's urged anyone with information on the attack to contact the PSNI or Crime Stoppers immediately. The British Prime Minister says she is taking personal control of Brexit negotiations with the EU. Theresa May told Parliament it's essential that government is organised in the most effective way as talks continue. The country's new Brexit Secretary Dominic Raab will now deputise for Mrs May as needed. He told a Commons committee today he believes that is the right way to go about business. Mr Raab was appointed Brexit Secretary 2 weeks ago after David Davis resigned from the position. Well, Sinn Féin say solutions for the border can't be kicked down the road. It's after a British Customs Forum suggested there might be no solution to the border issue except to leave things as they are and pick up the pieces later in the event of a no-deal Brexit. It comes amid mounting speculation that despite the latest initiative by Theresa May, a deal won't be reached by next March on the UK's withdrawal from the EU. Well, Sinn Féin Deputy Louise O'Reilly says the border question simply can't be left hanging.
I don't think that the instability that that will create would be good for business. I don't think it'll be good for cross-border trade. I don't think it'll be good for people. So to me, it sounds like kicking the can down the road. And as you say, fix it again later. But if it's broken now, it really needs to be fixed now.
The DUP MP Ian Paisley Jr. has been suspended from the House of Commons for 30 days. His salary has also been withdrawn for a month. It comes after an investigation into two holidays he took, along with his family, funded by the Sri Lankan government. If 10% of his North Antrim constituents sign a petition to recall him, then a by-election will be triggered. The DUP has also suspended Mr. Paisley from membership of the party. Banks have a distance to travel before they succeed in becoming consumer-focused, according to a central bank report which was published today. The report was ordered by the Finance Minister, Pascal Donoghue. It covers the culture of mainstream banks. The report is recommending that banks submit detailed action plans on how they'll relate better with their consumers and that individual accountability frameworks be introduced. The central bank's Dervil Rowland says this would include senior bankers signing statements of responsibility.
Everybody working in financial services would have to adhere to high standards of integrity, honesty, and of course, putting consumers' interests first. There would be a higher standard placed on the senior leaders, and organisations would have to set out clearly who was responsible for what.
a Donegal deputy says it's essential that Donegal County Council and all state agencies work closely together to support Abbott Ireland's plan to create 500 new jobs in Donegal town. The company already employs 400 people at its Lurganboy plant, with the workforce now set to more than double over the coming years. Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says every agency has a responsibility to support and facilitate the project.
Abbott have done their part, announcing that they will provide another 500 jobs in Donegal, which is a major, major achievement. But of course, it doesn't stop there. The local authority now have an obligation to provide the necessary infrastructure, and whether it's planning for housing schemes, because it will attract many more people and many more workers to Donegal town and the surrounding areas.
So what you're saying effectively is to prevent people from commuting and so on, to have housing and so on available in and around Donegal town for them to live and work quite comfortably there?
Well, there will be many, of course, coming from the surrounding areas. They'll be commuting on a daily basis. But if it's required, this would be a matter for discussions to take place between the local authority and Abbott and all of the other state agencies. I believe that all of them must work together closely in order to put in place all that will be required to have the plant fully operation and time scale outlined by Abbott.
And that was Lascan Corla and Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher. He was speaking there to Catherine Gaffney. There were 26 people awaiting admission at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, according to the INMO's latest Trolley Watch report. Four of them on trolleys in the emergency department. That figure is down 3 on yesterday's. Nationally, there were 414 people waiting on inpatient beds at hospitals across the country today. Cork University Hospital, the most overcrowded, with 60 people waiting there. Donegal County Council is calling on Health Minister Simon Harris to come to the county and definitively address the future of long-term care at 3 community hospitals in Donegal. The provision for long care accommodation units and dementia care beds at St Joseph's, Lifford and Remilton Community Hospitals was back on the council agenda this week, with Mr Harris being urged to amend the government's capital plan. Councillor Patrick McGowan says while Junior Minister Jim Daly has sought to prevaricate and fudge the issue, the fact remains that over 100 parliamentary questions have received essentially the same answer, that there is no change to the original plan published by former Minister Kathleen Lynch, which provided for the long-term care from Stranorra, Lifford and Remilton to be transferred to a new unit in Letterkenny. Councillor McGowan says, realistically, only Simon Harris can address the issue.
In this case, it wasn't founded in rumours, it was founded in fact, and it's also intended in the development plan that they intend to remove the long-term beds and both the dementia sometime in the next number of years.
Part of the motion that was passed is to ask the Health Minister, Simon Harris, to visit the county. Will that make a difference, do you think?
Yes, well, we had the Junior Minister, Minister Daly, come down, but that was a complete showcase, and it was actually thrown back in his face. He was actually exposed on Highland Radio, not once, but twice, and also by our chairperson, Father Duffy, who's really brought out Minister Daly to expose him for what he is and what he says. You know, you are what you say, and the response has come back time and time again. Over 100 questions, the same answer, as nothing has changed since the announcement in 2016, which is to do away with the long-term beds, and that's a fact. Now, it's going to take a while. They won't be closing to the end tomorrow. It's not scaremongering, but it is a fact that sometime after 2021, that is the plan.
And that was Councillor Patrick McGowan. Staying with Donegal County Council, and the CFRAMS report has been formally adopted by the council, but concerns remain over the twin towns being omitted from the first tranche of funding. Both Ballybofey and Stranorra have already received some monies, but it's feared locally this won't go far enough to carry out the standard of flood mitigation works required. Councillor Gary Doherty says businesses and residents simply can't afford to take another hit. He's warning that if the area were to flood again, it could have a detrimental impact on the local economy.
The one big omission in this area in the Stranorder Municipal District was Ballybofey and Stranorder. Ballybofey and Stranorder has received some funding in the region of €175,000, but that won't be enough to do the flood mitigation works that we need to protect the businesses in the town and indeed the residential properties which were flooded within the last 2 or 3 years. And if they're flooded again, that could be the end of those businesses and those private homes.
Because, as you mentioned in there earlier today, businesses especially, they simply can't afford to be flooded yet again.
No, and look, we've had businesses who had bills of up to €1 million after the last flooding incident, the serious flooding incident in 2015. And there's private homeowners who have had huge bills and huge insurance claims within the last 3 years. And they're faced with the very real possibility that if they're flooded again, they're insurance policies won't cover them for repeated flooding. You know, it's hard to see how residential homeowners who are in negative equity already and aren't covered by insurance could then afford to keep renovating their homes after a flooding incident. And the same goes for the business owners. These are the major employers within the Fun Valley. There's maybe 200-300 people who are directly employed by businesses who are under the threat of flooding. We need to see immediate action, and we need to see Ballybofey and Stranorder receiving a significant allocation of funding.
And that was Councillor Gary Doherty there. 44 years after the murder of an independent national councillor in Tyrone, there are calls for more resources to investigate claims that the original police investigation was flawed. Patsy Kelly, an independent councillor from Trillick, was killed on July 24, 1974. The last people known to have seen them were a group of UDR soldiers at a checkpoint. West Tyrone MP Orla Begley says the police ombudsman indicated last August that he expected an investigation to finish this year, but that's now been pushed back another 12 to 18 months. Ms. Begley says that's because of resource issues, and that must be addressed.
In June time, the family had met with the police ombudsman's office once again, and they have now claimed that they don't have the adequate resources to complete the investigation into Patsy Kelly's murder, which is simply not good enough. And I suppose this case has highlighted the need once again for adequate funding and resources to be provided for legacy cases such as Patsy Kelly's.
As far as it's known, the last people to see Patsy Kelly were the members of a UDR patrol that were manning a checkpoint near the pub that he operated in Trillick, and that's always given this case an extra dimension.
Yeah, well, as far as we're aware, there was a UDR patrol operating in Trillick, which we believed had stopped him at a checkpoint just shortly before he was murdered, and his body was dumped in a lake nearby to that. So I suppose that limits the investigation as to what we know, and I believe it's about time that Patsy Kelly's family were given truth and justice. And they've been waiting a long time. There's been many other families out there as well, and it's getting to the case where people are dying without seeing the truth or justice into their loved ones' murders, which simply isn't good enough. And previous agreements, such as the Stormont House Agreement, must be implemented sooner rather than later to address these issues.
And members of the family went to Downing Street recently to bring their case directly to the seat of power at Westminster.
Yes, that's correct. Last year, the Kelly family went to 10 Downing Street, and I'm hopefully bringing them down to Leinster House to raise the case also, and it needs to be raised as many locations as possible. But I think it's important that it's raised in Dublin. We continue to pressure to find truth and justice in Patsy's murder.
Gear up for back to school this September with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout Letterkenny. Michael Murphy Sports are sponsors of Highland Radio Sport.
It's 5:15. We say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. Starting with cycling, and Julien Alaphilippe has won his second stage of this year's Tour de France. The King of the Mountains leader claimed an eventful 16th stage into Bagnères de Lune. A farmer's protest forced intervention of police after just 29 kilometres, with authorities using pepper spray to break up the protest. The likes of race leader Geraint Thomas were among those affected, but there's been no change in the race for the yellow jersey, with Thomas holding a 1 minute 39 second lead over Chris Froome. Ireland's Dan Martin stays in 10th place on general classification, almost 7 minutes down on the race yellow leader. Now, elsewhere, moving on to Gaelic Games, and Kevin McStay is to accept a 12-week ban arising from his actions in Saturday's Super 8 meeting of Roscommon and Donegal. The Rossies manager was seen to lay hands on referee Kieran Branigan and also launched a ball at linesman Niall Cullen in protest at failing to win a free. The ban will see McStay miss Roscommon's final Super 8 meeting with Dublin at Croke Park. Despite apologising to the officials at the time and today accepting his ban, McStay remained critical in the aftermath of the loss at Dr. Hyde Park.
It's the one thing this association just can't seem to get right, is officiating, and you know, good officiating where the officials are all tuned in to what's going on around the place. Like, there's an awful lot going on in a football field these days that isn't even been reffed at all. It's just let to the players to sort out.
Elsewhere, a meeting took place today between the GAA and members of the organising committee of the Liam Miller tribute match. This meeting involved the GAA's Director General and Uachtarán and the Chairperson and Secretary of the Cork County Committee. The organising committee was represented by its chairman Michael Flynn, Graham Barrett and Kieran Medler. Both parties agree that the meeting was open and constructive, and the GAA will now further consider the proposal discussed at the meeting. There'll be no further comment from any of the parties involved in these discussions at this time. Moving on to soccer, and Letterkenny youngster and Doncaster Rovers player Shane Blaney has joined Southern League Premier Central side Tamworth on loan. Blaney joined Doncaster in January from Fan Harps, joining up with their development squad after a trial period with the club. The loan period will last until January as Tamworth look to regain their National League North status after being relegated last season. Back locally in Ulster Senior League, the draw for the 2018-19 Donegal News Ulster Senior League Cup was made, and the cup holders Cockhill Celtic have been drawn alongside Letterkenny Rovers, who they beat in last year's final in one of those groups. That's Group A. They're joined in that group by Derry City Reserves and Finn Harps Reserves. In Group B, it sees Swally Rovers, Bonagie United and Fannett United up against one another. The opening games in those groups get underway on August the 29th. Elsewhere in soccer, England captain Harry Kane has been nominated for FIFA's Player of 2018 award. The Spurs striker won the Golden Boot at the World Cup in Russia after finishing as top goal scorer. Liverpool's Mo Salah, Chelsea forward Eden Hazard and Manchester City's Kevin De Bruyne are also shortlisted. Some of the other names include French World Cup winners Kylian Mbappe, Anton Griezmann and Raphael Varane. And England manager Gareth Southgate, he's been shortlisted for the Coach of the Year. He's nominated after guiding the national team to the semi-finals of the World Cup. Didier Deschamps, who led France to victory in Russia, is also on the list. They're joined by Manchester City's Pep Guardiola and Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp. In transfer news, Stoke have signed Tom Ince from Huddersfield in a deal that could eventually rise to £12 million. The wingers joined for an initial £10 million on a four-year contract. Ince worked under boss Gary Rowett at Derby. He's the second wide man to sign at the Bet365 this week, following the acquisition of Republic of Ireland winger James McLean. Up in Scotland, Celtic striker Moussa Dembele has been ruled out of the Champions League qualifying tie with Rosenborg. The Frenchman will miss both legs against the Norwegian team after suffering a hamstring injury. And in some other news, Leeds, they'll pay tribute to former England footballer Paul Madeley ahead of their opening championship game next month. That's following his death at the age of 73. He spent his whole career with the club, playing in nearly every position on the pitch and won two league titles with the club. Moving on to darts, and Daryl Gurney, he looks to book his place in the quarterfinals at the Bet Victor World Match Play Darts this evening. Dan Dawson's at Blackpool Winter Gardens.
The Grand Prix champion from Derry shouldn't really be here. He only is because Steve West missed 11 match darts to beat him in round one. And the world number five admits he's felt like a spent force for the few weeks leading up to this Bet Victor World Match Play. However, Gurney knows a win against the unseeded Joe Cullen tonight will put him into the last eight. The pick of the second round ties later is tournament favourite Gary Anderson against five-time world champ Raymond van Barneveld, while last night saw a dramatic sudden-death leg victory for Belgium's Kim Huybrechts over John Henderson, the Hurricanes' first win here in 7 years.
Moving on to rugby in Leinster, they'll begin the defence of their Pro 14 title away to the Cardiff Blues on Friday, August the 31st. The fixtures for the forthcoming season were released today. The Andy Friend era at Connacht will begin with a visit of Glasgow to the sports ground on Saturday, September the 1st. The same day we'll see Munster play host to the Cheetahs, while Ulster's season begins with a meeting with last season's runners-up, the Scarlets, at Kingspan Stadium. The first round of inter-pro fixtures come in round 5, with Connacht playing host to Leinster on September the 29th, while Ulster visit Thomond Park and Munster on the same evening. Finally, for this evening in horse racing, Frankie de Torres had his 10-day ban for careless riding at Newmarket reduced to 6 on appeal. It still means he'll miss this weekend's prestigious King George VI and Queen Elizabeth Stakes races at Ascot. De Torres also won't be able to compete for the first 2 days of the glorious Goodwood Festival. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport we'll have here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, back to Donal.
Thank you, Kenny. It's been claimed that some incorrect information was given to residents in Rathmullen during a public consultation on a one-way system for the town. The issue was raised at the latest sitting of Donegal County Council. Approval of the works was deferred, with Councillor Liam Blaney saying there's a lot of local opposition to the plans, and he says more clarification is needed regarding the proposals. He's calling for further public consultations to ensure any confusion is cleared up.
There's a lot of division there on the actual route, or if it's even required at all. So I've asked that further consultation will take place with both the councillors and the people living in and around Rathmullen, and maybe we'll try and come up with some kind of agreement. But I did say yes, that there was some incorrect information given on the night of the public consultation, and maybe if that incorrect information hadn't been given, might have different outcome from as far as the submissions is concerned.
So what you're looking for now really is to tease out those issues and for maybe a further public consultation to take place, so further clarity really is got.
Yeah, further clarity, and I do believe that if there was more consultation taking place, that maybe we could tease out a lot of the issues, and we could take most people with us rather than possibly dividing the full community in Rathmullen.
It's important to get it right too. Obviously there's issues in terms of businesses and so on, and heavy duty vehicles. Like the list is endless.
The list is endless, but you know, and some of the submissions received here, some of the businesses aren't happy with the proposal. I think their concerns has to be taken on board, because they are the ratepayers of this county, and I think they have to be looked after as well as everybody else.
And they're the ones that are going to be affected and impacted the most, obviously, with these plans.
Well, possibly the residents of Rathmullen will be impacted as well. But look, it's the last thing you want to see is anybody put out of business because of decisions will be made due to the right information that's given to people at the time.
And that was Councillor Liam Blaney. Finally, on the news this evening, there are hopes that over €15 million worth of artefacts from the wreck of the Titanic could be brought back to Northern Ireland. The current owner has filed for bankruptcy in the US. Now a number of organisations have teamed up for a campaign to buy the rare collection. Dr. Bob Ballard, who discovered the wreck, among others, is among those who are backing the plan. Speaking in Belfast today, he thought back to when they discovered the Titanic on the seabed in 1985. He said there were mixed feelings among the group.
And it was like someone took a switch and turned our emotions from joyous to somber. We realized that we were there. All those souls had been found.
Well, the forecast for this Tuesday evening, it'll stay mostly dry for the rest of the day with bright spells in places, but a few isolated showers, particularly in coastal areas as well. Winds light to moderate southwest in direction. Tonight dry in most parts with some clear spells, but some patchy drizzle will develop, particularly along the west coast towards morning. Lowest overnight temperatures 10 to 13 in light to moderate south to southwest winds. Tomorrow dry in most parts with sunny spells. Some patchy rain or drizzle will occur during the morning, but that'll tend to ease in the afternoon. Highest temperatures tomorrow, 17 to 23 degrees Celsius in light to moderate southerly winds. But the warmest of the weather will be well inland, with it being cooler along the coast. The news in brief, and detectives in Derry are investigating a shooting incident on the waterside this morning. It happened at Seven Oaks just after seven. One car rammed another and fired shots at the driver. The chair of the Derry and Strabane Police and Community Safety Partnership has condemned the shooting. Alderman Mary Hamilton said it's clear those responsible had no concern for anyone living in the area. It was fortunate, she said, no one was injured or killed. British Prime Minister Theresa May says she is taking personal control of Brexit negotiations with the EU, and the country's new Brexit Secretary Dominic Raab will now deputise for Ms May where needed. The DUP MP Ian Paisley Jr. has been suspended from the House of Commons for 30 days following an investigation into two holidays paid for by the Sri Lankan government. His salary has been withdrawn for a month and he has been suspended by his party. We're back with news again at 6. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 24th of July. The death has occurred of Patricia Duffy, Braj Kinkashla. Her remains will repose at Madeline's funeral home from 6 o'clock this evening, with rosary at 9. Tomorrow, her remains will repose at her residence in Braj from 2 o'clock. Removal at 10:30 on Thursday morning to Star of the Sea Church, Anagri, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the new cemetery. The death has taken place of Helen McLaughlin, formerly of Carol Trasna, Greencastle. Her remains are reposing at Collins Funeral Home, Kuldaff. Removal from there this evening at 7 o'clock, going to her late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, with burial afterwards in the adjoining burial ground. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Kathleen McAlinney, Katie, Mindoran, Clonmany. Her remains are reposing at her niece Mary McAlinney's residence at Chapel Glen, Clonmany. Funeral from there tomorrow at 10:30 to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Beech Hill Manor Nursing Home, care of Comiskey Funeral Directors or any family member. House private, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Terry McCallion, formerly of 40 Derry Road, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his daughter Bridget Mullins' home at 56 Altiscayne, Strabane. Funeral from there tomorrow at 7 o'clock, going to Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, with Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Silverdale Care Home, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Tommy Wright, Glasgow, formerly of Hightown, Fintown, Donegal. His remains will be received at St Paul's Chapel, Milltown off Campsie, Glasgow, on Friday, July 27th, with funeral mass on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. And the death has taken place of George Orr, late of Ballyratton, Redcastle. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Columbus Church, Drung. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Liam Collins, funeral director, or any family member. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.